BBC Radio Lancashire.
Amazing this, isn't it? The actual statistics. Why do you think this is?
Well, the recent research from Britain for Events tells us that we're a nation who loves going to events, basically, whether they're major sporting, music or other major events, or in fact, whether they're local community events that have such an impact on business and employment for the local area.
Well, that's great news for a county like Lancashire, because I think we're pretty good at events, some really big county-wide ones, each town, you know, some of the villages. We have all sorts going on here.
Absolutely, and a lot of them are free, aren't they? I noticed this weekend, or as we speak, is it the Ribble Valley Jazz Festival's
yep.
going on at the moment, and that's in a beautiful market town, and I suspect many of the gigs there are free, and you know, there's some great things going on this weekend all over.
And Morecambe Carnival, we've had a recent initiative in the Blackburn Town Centre Friday night, you know, to reclaim the town back on a Friday night, free live music around the town in all sorts of venues. These kind of things are being thought of and conducted in a really good professional manner at the moment.
Absolutely. So like the UK, the people that are employed to stage these events in the UK, I mean, more than 530,000 people like are employed to do these events across the country. And we export our expertise like to every country around the world. Like there's not many Olympic Games that have happened like without British companies involved in that. And it's, you know, we shouldn't apologise for being the best for what we do.
Oh, we put a good gig on, don't we? There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
As it's proved. But you know what? I think people are quite proud, aren't they? Whether it be a village fete, a town initiative or a county-wide initiative. You know, a big free event in a big park or some of the festivals we've had on as well. Even beer festivals are fantastic. It's just great to get out in the outdoors and go to them.
Definitely. I mean, you know, there's no getting away from it that we do live in a digital age and we spend a lot of time on things like social media and using digital devices when actually we need to be out there, you know, experiencing like what events have to offer. And the mood of the nation is always lifted around an event, isn't it? Just look at the royal wedding of William and Kate or the Olympic and Paralympic Games or even something like Andy Murray winning Wimbledon last year. You know, as Brits, we love an excuse to throw off the shackles of our reserved reputation and get swept along with the surge of emotions that events can generate. And I suspect, you know, something like the Preston Winkley Weekend, which is a free 2-day festival, isn't it? It's like there's, you know, some great atmospheric stuff going on there.
We all have memories, and through our lives, you build up from childhood, I suppose. First time you ever went to Wembley, maybe. You may have been a motor fan and been to Brands Hatch, or if you could afford it. I've been to Donington Park with my kids years ago to watch Carl Fogarty, 5-time World Superbike champion. We'll never forget that.
Absolutely.
You'll have those big events, but you know what? This trend to, I don't know, to go smaller, to go in your community or in your immediate area is increasing, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So, and I think it's because we're all looking for that personal experience that generates stories that we tell our friends. And, you know, and the more personal experience, the more exclusive we feel, which is great because like there are so many local small events that are offering like some fantastic days out.
And do we think, as I do, if I go to a food festival in, let's say, Clitheroe, do a street festival each year, all the food on over the weekend, you think you're supporting your local area, I suppose, don't you?
Absolutely. It's like, yeah, you're supporting your local shops, the local market traders, like you're pumping money into that particular local area and all the businesses that are involved.
Do you think psychologically what we're doing, as you said earlier, Mike, you know, we're on the computer all the time, we can see what's going on in China, Beijing, Argentina, anytime, what Obama's saying, the president of America, are we retracting and coming back to the village mentality, a little village? When I say village, you know, it's the global village, of course, but, you know, more local to where we are.
Yeah, and that's part of this campaign is to try and encourage people to look, you know, on their own doorsteps. You know, it's fine to look around the world and see what else is going on, but it's important to look on your own doorstep and see the experiences and the fun days out that are available.
On the small, free kind of events, what's the best thing you've been to in the past year?
Oh, well, a couple of weekends ago, I was down at the London Marathon and I mean, that is a fantastic like free sporting event for spectators. And, you know, people say that they get priced out of going to the major sporting events these days. But if you go to the London Marathon, the atmosphere of the spectators cheering everybody on is superb. And that was a great day out.
I see you picked one where you were sober there, Mike. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Lovely. Good to talk to you.
And you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.